Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Procedure.
I'm so happy.
You ain't happy. What you got?
It's very contagious.
I'm so happy.
It's very contagious.
I'm so happy.
Oh, yes. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome in. Oh, my gosh. Come on in. Have a seat. Join us today.
And
be joyful. Man, we've got a full house today.
Woohoo!
Amber's back.
I'm back.
Yeah, welcome.
Lyrics here.
Yo.
And we got the birthday boy, Mr. Brown Water.
Hello.
And I am Sean Roberts, and this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for joining us today. And of course, you know we're streaming live from Orange County.
We are, and if you are new to Your Weekly Dose, which that'd be awesome. I want some new people. Our podcast is about having fun as we recap our past week and enlighten your day through... That was a little forced.
Well, you know we like to make you laugh and we talk about the silly, awkward, and embarrassing things we all have done recently. Because, the things that connect us all and the things that make us human. Because, after all, laughter is the best medicine.
Yes, and to our listeners, old and new, we love it when you are a part of the show with us. So join the conversation with us by commenting on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
Yeah, send us a message via X or Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
You can also connect with us on Facebook at yourweeklydose or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
And we've got a fun show for you guys today. We got what's trending, we got horoscopes, we got new California laws, and of course today we also celebrate the birthday of Mr. Gerald Brown Waters. That's right. Born on January 3rd, 1987. Oh my God, it's going to take me back to my high school days. How far is it going to take you back to, man?
87?
Yeah.
I was 7 years old.
7 years old?
Yeah,
that's right. You and I are exactly about 10, yeah.
I was 8. So I'm older than you? There's no way.
Yeah. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
She said, there's no way.
She looked at me. Y'all didn't see the way she looked at me. She looked at me and said, there's no way.
Because you're just so tall.
I love that. Wow.
So I was looking at his sweatshirt.
First day back, and she's already,
I was looking at Lyric's sweatshirt, and there's this very handsome photo of him on that shirt. I was like, damn, how old was I then? And I was under.
Yes, you were.
That made me feel dirty. I felt dirty right there.
He was in a boy band on his
shirt.
But you know what? Not no fucking boy band.
But it was a nice dirty, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a nice dirty.
It was. So not only can you guys download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, my personal favorite, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, guys, come on. Tell the world what you think of us, even if it's not good.
And, of course, today's theme song is Joy by Voices of Fire featuring Pharrell Williams.
I love this new song.
Yeah, it's a great tune. Yeah. We picked this one because it is BW's birthday.
Yeah.
Love it.
Get some joy.
I love this gospel, man, right here.
You got to have it. I can't help. I'm surprised I'm not doing a little two-step right now because I can't help it. Put your hands up. Let it go.
Make you feel like you're watching the Blues Brothers.
Amber just did a little jig in it. Did y'all see the jig?
I try to keep my headphones on and do the dance at the same time.
Have you guys ever gone to the House of Blues gospel brunches?
No.
Well, I'm from Detroit, so I did all the House of Blues.
You grew up with that, yeah.
No, I've never done.
Dude, you gotta go to one of those. You gotta go.
Gospel lunches?
Brunches.
Okay. I'm hearing it echo like we're in heaven right now. Do you hear that? Talk again.
Yo. Not anymore.
Oh, now we're not.
That's because
okay,
the song was, you was, we was,
there we go.
It was in an elevated feature. Yeah,
it was. I was like, what? We're still in heaven.
I went to one years ago at the House of Blues up in Hollywood, and they had the best jambalaya there I've ever had. And, I mean, it even rivals some of the ones in New Orleans. And I knew that because there was a lady there from New Orleans. And she says, this tastes just like home.
Word.
And ever since then, I've always compared other restaurants to their jambalaya. Always compared it to that one. And it's never been the same. I mean, like the third bite or fourth bite, you're perspiring because of the spices that are in there. It was that good.
That's about the third show you talked about perspiring.
Oh, man.
That's when you know the food is good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that shit make you sweat and you're like, oh, damn.
That's what he looks for. I got the same clothes on after
you
I
start
eat.
Rocking.
It wasn't
good. Yeah, that's right. See, a little bit like this. Start rocking.
But, and then after, you know, during your brunch or whatever, like right in the middle, then the gospel music starts. And dude. There's so much amazing. Yeah.
Live music, I figured.
Yeah. It is so good. And, you know, to hear that style of music there in a live format and everything. You know, we got, I don't know if they have it back now at the one in Anaheim. Because that was the last one I went to. And that was a number of years ago, too. But if we do, man, we got to go on a Sunday, of course, and just go and enjoy that style of music.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so
good.
Hey,
we got a lot of places to go this year. Let's do it.
Oh, we got it.
What are they opening up in Long Beach? Is it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or is it House of Blues? Where are they? They're about to build one. And
it might be a rock and roll restaurant.
It's like one of the themed hotels. I can't remember if it's House of Blues or which one it is.
Rock Cafe, you mean?
Nah, you know what? I think it's Hard Rock Cafe. Maybe. But they're doing something that's all about it in Long Beach. It's like downtown near the Pike. A whole deal. I wish they did some gospel. I was in Ohio and I went to church. That's about all I can
do. Oh, okay. I'm going to say, is that...
I was waiting on more as well.
Okay, well, that's nice to hear.
White people church is boring.
So, tell me
well,
about
you know,
it.
White people church, y'all punctual. If I go to white people church and it start at 11, by noon, I'm done.
At the
latest. When I go back home, if I go to church start at 11, by 3.
You still there?
No, we're just about leaving by 3.
Just about leaving.
We're just about getting, like, there's like 5 different offerings. You know what I'm saying?
Five different offerings.
You show up for Sunday school first. You show up for Sunday school, which is like 8:45.
Yep.
And you don't leave till about 3 or 4. It got so bad. My father was a deacon, right? I was one of the ushers to guide people in. So I just started watching my pops, and I could tell.
I can't see you as an usher.
I was really small. I was.
He wasn't the usher. Oh. He was a usher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my. Anyway, it is your birthday. It's your birthday.
I didn't say that part. I was just talking about the church.
Anyway. Anyway, I would just watch my pops, and I could tell, like, they get through, you know what I'm saying? We get in the church, and after they do first prayer, I see my pop dip off to the side, and he exited the side, though, and I just meet him in the back. He said, come on, man, let's go watch the game.
Oh, my God, I was about to say,
I'm
like,
not gonna be there, like, 4 hours.
You get
man.
Hungry.
No. Yeah, no, 4 hours, like, no, we leaving.
You it's get
like,
hungry.
I go for the music and the word, and after that, I'm good. I don't need nothing else.
You leave?
Yo, Southern black churches are different. Like, I don't know how they operate out here, but a Southern black church, nah, man, that's a 3-hour
event.
You
take a lot. It takes a long time.
They serve dinner after because they have to serve dinner after because everybody hungry.
Yeah, a potluck right afterwards. Or everybody goes out.
I remember. You see the special guest.
Well, I mean, being Catholic myself, it's always an hour at least.
I went to one Catholic sermon.
Went to one in Connecticut, I think it was. We went to go visit some friends of my mom. Mm-hmm. Walked in old Catholic church. I mean, to where the names of the families were on the pews kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think if there was 25 people there, it was full
kind of a thing.
That's small.
Yep. Oh, wow.
And basically, we went through the whole thing. the priest's sermon was, don't sin.
Yeah, that's pretty typical.
Okay.
That's pretty, yeah.
And then gave communion. We were out in a half an hour.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
I'm like, yeah. Why can't we have this at home?
I went to one.
Yeah, they did some wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, Catholic, get out.
No, I went to one Catholic sermon when I was younger, and I remember it didn't last longer than 45 minutes. But
they want to go eat and watch the game and drink.
But it was like
get back to sitting quick.
You know what? A Southern Black church experience is really joyful, and it's really you get it's all fellowship and hanging out
and visiting everybody and hanging out with your family and stuff.
Then I went to the Catholic joint, and it was like depressing.
It is. It's
really low. Like it was. Yeah,
I was bored. I was like literally thinking about food and some wine. I'm like, oh my God.
Let me tell y'all something.
And my uncle's a pastor.
I'm so glad this is the direction that this went, because he texted me and was asking, like, what's your favorite song? What you want to hear? And I had like a 5-minute debate between Tupac, I Get Around.
Oh, wow. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Wow. I was this
two totally opposite sides of the spectrum.
I was like, my favorite song or let me.
Oh, my God.
Two literal opposite sides of the spectrum.
I was like, I don't want people to judge me. Let me just go with the right.
That's the song. That's right when you get out of church, you get in your car. That's
yeah, I get
song.
It right.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but after this conversation, I think we're all going to hell now. That's all I'm going to say.
Listen, it'll be nice and warm. We're good. We'll be in good company.
Hey, huddle up.
Good
Should
company.
We catch up, though?
We can fan each other.
Let's do it.
All right, let's catch up.
Our mixtape to this song dropping next week.
Am I out of going like that?
All right, since she's in the room and singing the song, Amber.
I have to sing that song. So, yeah, I was in Ohio for quite a bit. It was fun.
Ohio.
I visited my family in Cincinnati. They're all spaced out all over Cincinnati.
How are your sisters?
Everybody's doing great. Everybody's doing good. My mom's got her new man up in her house with her, and she's happy, and a bunch of dogs. And it's funny, when I go back out there to visit, everyone's like, oh, they live across town from each other. Everybody's like a good 45-minute drive from each other, you know? But they're like, oh, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. And then I'm like, well, that is a big deal. I want, like, if it's more than 20, 30 minutes, that's significant.
I'm angry.
Yeah, my mom's like, oh, you can borrow my car to go visit your, you know, everybody you grew up with in Hamilton. And I was like, oh, God, it's going to be like a 50-minute drive. Ugh.
You should be used to that out here. Everything's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, because of traffic. Yeah. There's stuff to look at. Out there, it's country. It's
but just you're driving 65, 70 the whole way.
I know.
Grass blade. Grass blade.
Yeah,
grass blade.
Cow. Ooh, look.
Cow.
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 Bear tree.
Cow.
Well, it's actually.
Cow.
It's tree. Bear tree.
Where's this
trees.
At again?
Huh?
Where's this at again?
It's Cincinnati. It's spaced out. It's Cincinnati's so different. It's so. It just varies, you know? Like, as most places do now.
See, everything is like that.
Oh, yay. Sure. That's right. Got some real ice up in here now. Thank you.
Ice, baby.
Dun, 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 dun. So it was good. I had a great time visiting my family, going back and seeing the tiny little itty-bitty house I grew up in. I took my son, JP, with me, and I was
so
like, you
it
see?
It looked huge to you, huh?
No. I couldn't believe it. I'm just like, oh, my God. But I'm trying to. He's 16. I'm trying to get him to look at stuff, and he's like, uh-huh. Uh-huh, with his earbuds and listen to his music. I'm like, oh, my God, dude. He'll
get it
one
day. Different generation, man. Different generation.
So it was great. I'm happy to be back. I'm finally getting back, reacclimated being back home.
Good, good, good. Happy you enjoyed yourself.
I did, yeah. So, Lyric, what about you?
Oh, this past week?
Yeah, what'd you do?
What did I do this past week?
I know this question is coming every week.
I know.
And he does this every week.
Got so just did some more voice recording. Did some more video work. Celebrated my man's birthday earlier this week. So, you know, if it was up to me, I don't know if I would have chose to celebrate it again today. But I didn't get a vote, so
you know what? It's.
But yeah. No.
It was, sip at your you know, sip at your own demise. I guess.
Frenemies.
Yeah, for real. Oh. Nah, then just getting acclimated, waiting for everything to start ramping back up because the city's still dead right now.
Right,
so.
Everything is dead. So I'm like waiting for my events to pick back up.
Well, that's what people don't understand. Like come. December, like late November to like middle of January, Los Angeles is dead.
It
like
is.
The schools are
broke.
Gone.
Yeah, we broke.
The industry
we are,
shut down. Everybody bought all the presents already. Yeah. Like, yeah, man. Like,
we got to recover.
Yeah, so everybody just recuperating, and by next week things
slash.
Will start.
Partying and being broke. Like,
yeah.
Now we're like, oh my God, I got to go back to work. Where is that? Who? Money.
What about you, B?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, it was New Year's, so I did that, slept really well. Then I did my birthday, of course, and got faded more than I usually do, so that was different.
Sounds like a responsible faded, though.
It was so
I heard
fun.
The story. That sounded like...
I just know my limit, so
that's
I just
good.
Can stop. I can
that
stop.
Is awesome.
That's
it was
responsible.
Good.
If I do anything more than this, I'm going to be on the toilet, and that's not where I want to be.
I don't know. Yeah,
so,
I agree. Make smart
right?
choices.
Let me stop.
Hey, it's really rare that someone knows that when they're already drunk, they know their limits, and not. He knew. We got to a certain point, and he was like, nope.
Yep.
Not me. I was like, yo, exactly just like that. Nope. I was like, yo.
And everybody's like, take another one.
Yeah.
I'm like,
nope.
Why does everybody want you to be hungover after your birthday?
I don't know.
Why is that? That's not good, friend.
It's not even like a big birthday either, right?
I mean, it's 37.
Yeah. I mean, it's 35,
no,
I would understand.
He's basically 40.
40, I can understand.
Yeah.
He's basically 40 right now.
Savor those last 3 years.
I told him when he turns 40, he's just going to wake up and a different body part is just going to start randomly hurting.
I believe it's going to happen. Yeah. No, because I'm turning into the gym life right now because you said that.
I just, you know what I do? Here's what
it
you do.
It goes into my turn.
I say I'm 34 and then I just subtract whatever age I am currently. We're not going to talk about it. I subtract 34 from my current age and I say I'm 34 for the nth time.
Oh, I mean, Prince say don't think about birthdays because that's what make you old.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like some presents. So, yeah. You know.
I can't have it both ways.
Yeah, we got to pick. Okay, Sean.
Yes.
Catch up, baby.
Your week.
My week was actually a little bit of relaxing. Karen had the week off. Roman is still off from college right now. So, guys, spending some good family time together. New Year's was good. I had one of Roman's friends come over, spend some time with us and everything. So it was kind of nice. Celebrated the new year. And just kind of relaxed this week. Oh, and then I got a new phone finally. So because I was stuck on the iPhone 6 Plus and a 7 Plus.
Oh, my goodness. Was it
Look, he mashed them together and got a 13.
I did. And that's what I got. I got a new 13.
Put some duct tape around him.
That's that logic. Look at that.
And what's cool. And what's cool, though, is that now both my phone numbers, both the personal line and the business line, are on the same phone.
Nice. So you're not carrying around two phones now.
Yeah, I don't have to carry two phones anymore.
Massive phones.
Welcome.
Too.
Welcome.
Yeah,
so. Welcome to the future.
And then what's cool, though, is that actually Amber, BW, and myself, we all have the same color case, though, also
my gosh,
for our phones.
So funny.
What color is your case?
He don't have a case. He don't have a case.
Oh, yes. I love this color.
You don't carry a case?
I just didn't get one with this one, and it was a mistake.
Bruh.
Oh, did you already break it?
Yeah. Bruh, breaking is an understatement.
Hey, man. They weren't even talking to you.
Oh, okay, my bad.
We weren't even talking to you.
Oh, my God.
It's my portion. They talking to me right now.
Okay. He can lift his screen off and touch it.
No, I cannot. It ain't that bad. It ain't that bad. The screen is good.
He can't do swipe
texting. The screen is actually good.
You gotta get a case.
No, the screen has never been messed up. It's just the back.
Oh, it's the back.
Oh, it's the back.
Yeah, the back.
What the hell
the back
you doing
like
to the
a
back,
dog
man.
Chewed on
hey,
it.
Man, don't be asking personal questions. I don't ask you your personal business. Don't be asking
my
personal business.
You asked me how my week was.
That was just, hey.
Like how I turned
poor
that around,
phone,
huh?
Not poor
yeah, that's,
yeah, it's got some stories. It's got
well,
some
you know what? Speaking of stories, man, I think Amber's got some what's trending right now.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and do some of that.
Okay.
I think here we go.
This is very upbeat music for me to talk about everybody who's died.
Oh.
All right, let's get
Sean
into this.
Sean has a good knack for that.
<He does. laughs>
I know. It's very uplifting. Let me talk about
Michael Jackson start playing Beat It. So today.
I'll do it upbeat. How's that? I'll do it upbeat. Yeah. David Soul, best known for playing Detective Kenneth Hutch Hutchinson on TV Starsky and Hutch, died on Thursday. He was 80. His wife of 13 years.
Don't do it like that.
But she's all happy about it.
Yeah.
Another old actor dead.
Okay, let's take it down a notch. His wife of 13 years, Helen, I'm sorry, shared the news in a statement with People magazine as she described Soul as a beloved husband, father, grandfather, and brother. The actor died yesterday. Why is there a quotation around died yesterday? After a valiant battle for his life and the loving company of his family. So he shared many extraordinary gifts with the world with this music. We got to figure out something for this.
It's melancholy is what it is.
Yeah. He shared many extraordinary gifts in the world as an actor, singer, storyteller, creative artist, and dear friend. His smile, laughter, and passion for life will be remembered by many who loved all the lives he touched. I'm going to have to rewrite these, I think, a little bit and, you know, clean them up a little bit.
Get here earlier.
So, next dead person, actor Christian Oliver and his daughters killed in plane crash. This one is.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I feel like every like 3-4 years I hear about like some private pilot. Yeah. Anyways, 4 people, including actor Christian Oliver and his 2 young daughters were killed after a plane they were in crashed in the Caribbean Thursday. Moments after taking off, the aircraft experienced difficulties and plummeted into the ocean. The SVG Coast Guard was informed and quickly traveled to Paget Farm. This is a Bikia? What's this? Bikia? I don't know where this is in the Caribbean. To lead rescue efforts, the 3 passengers aboard the aircraft were identified. Great, you guys are doing shots while I'm talking about death. Were identified by authorities as Christian.
They didn't know that.
You can hear it. You can hear the ice tinkling.
We're toasting to the set.
And I can hear Sean going, "Oh, that's good." So yes, this is very sad. Olive's credits included the films Babysitter's Club, The Good German, Speed Racer, and Valkyrie. So that is a terrible, terrible tragedy. flying those small private planes.
Buddy Holly story, man. That's why I don't get in those planes. Yep. I fly commercial.
I've only flown those planes when you go from a smaller airport to a bigger airport. I've had the little hoppers.
Oh, I did that when I went to Nashville. I did not like it.
I don't like those.
How many were on there? How many were?
I had 10 on one plane with me.
Oh, that's bigger than this. These are like literally like 4-seater planes.
No,
tiny.
No.
They're usually like a little single prop, something small, you know? Yeah.
No, not at all.
Like it wasn't a private jet. They're like doing some little, that's the common, anyways. Let's move on to another dead person. Glynis Johns, the British actress, better known to audiences as the pro-suffrage mother in Mary Poppins, has died at age of 100. Wow.
Good for her.
Yeah, the actress manager of 25 years, Mitch Clem, confirmed in a statement that Glynis died peacefully on the morning of January 5th in her Los Angeles home at an assisted living facility where she's lived for several years. Generations of viewers will likely recall seeing John's take on the role of Mrs. Banks, a sash-wearing suffragette mother in the Disney classic Mary Poppins. The film star famed Hollywood actors Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. For her work in the film, John's won the 1965 Laurel Awards for female.
And Dick's up there too, I think. I mean, he's close to 100.
He's really close to 100. If he ain't 100, he's really close to 100. Yeah.
So one of her earliest roles was as a playful mermaid who upturns a family's household in the black and white comedy Mermaid, which debuted in 1948.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you do? Yeah. You remember that one?
Really?
It came out. Yeah, we flocked to the theaters to see that.
No, you're thinking Splash.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, wait a minute. 1940. You know,
that was with Daryl Hannah.
1948.
Hi, I'm Daryl Hannah.
And Tom Hanks.
I was in Splash.
I wish sometimes
I don't know if that's
pick up visual cues and just say it sometimes. Cause.
Oh my gosh, I love it. The first time I thought he was joking, I was like, that's funny. And then, wait, no, you were serious.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. No. Let's move on. Let's move on to a dog eats $4,000 in cash. Clayton and Carrie Law had taken cash out to do a home improvement project and left the envelope of money on the countertop when their dog, Cecil, decided it was a fine time for a very expensive snack. The dog seemed fine at first until the middle of the night. Did they not find it till the middle? What do you...
You didn't know the dog ate the cash.
Yeah, middle of the night when the laws were awoken by the sound of every dog owner knows all too well the... Yeah, we dealt with this morning with Lisa's dog.
Ew.
When you hear, I know, but it was, yeah, anyways, she caught it in time. When you hear that noise, you immediately just react. It's true. Your body just leaps.
Yeah.
And then I went to, this is what Clayton Law says. I went to pick it up and I realized there was a lot of bits of money in there. Hundreds and fifties.
Oh, hell no.
I know, and the puke. How did you not know?
Hundreds and fifties.
Hundreds and fifties. Oh, that's a good song.
It's
keep that. Hundreds and fifties, ass and titties.
That's from the next Friday after next.
Is it already the song?
No. Yeah,
oh, shoot, never mind.
Copyright infringement.
Dang it. Okay.
It's not a song, but that's a line from
it. How did they not know? I just want to know how they didn't know that $4,000.
I think they actually did because they said it was on the counter.
Okay, yeah. Well, that night was... So. Yeah, but they just let it go. They're like, oh, no. Darn you, Cecil. I'll have to go back to the bank. That was, you know, what the heck?
I don't know.
That night was a bit of a mini... was the first of many where the laws had an unfortunate task of sifting through the dog's bodily waste.
I would have just said it was stolen.
Yeah,
I know. They were
insurance.
Somebody broke.
They were able to find some of the bills, washing and sorting them, sorting through pieces to put them back together. There's only so much the bank allows you to do. They don't like take money with
60% of the bill. Then you can exchange it out.
Can you still?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that poor bank teller.
But I got to dig through
that dogs. Poor bank teller. I'm like, ugh.
You can't beat the dog because that's wrong.
In the end, the two were able to recoup $3,550.
Oh, they lucky.
Yeah.
Wow. Seriously.
There you go, Matt.
And Steve Harvey wears a wig. Dang, Cat. Cat, calm down, bro.
Wow.
I love that. Good. Jeez. You do the best, Cat Williams.
Yeah, that's what's trending.
That's what's trending, guys. A lot of deaths and dogs sifting through dog feces. Yum.
Not my black ass. No.
You just gotta keep it. It's okay, dog. It's all right, dog. It's yours.
But can you badger them, the dog?
At that point, he really wanted it. I'm not digging through dogs.
I don't know why. What attracted him to it?
Who knows?
What, dogs are strange.
Dogs eat their own crap, too, so
they
who
do
knows?
Sometimes. They do
my dog's chewing on the wall right now, so...
Yeah, he ain't the smartest.
Yeah, he's the smartest.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's too much.
I don't know.
All these toys, bro.
All right, you know what? Let's do horoscopes, guys.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Horoscopes.
And, of course, as we are doing these, we are celebrating BW's birthday today. So
we are.
Amber decided to bring me a little bit of a Christmas gift here, which
Christmas
is some
New
tequila.
Yes.
You're getting christened already.
Well, it's new in New York right now. It's already new.
I say that.
Yeah. It's what? Discardo?
No, that is not what that is.
Destichado?
Destichado. Yeah, leave it to the Mexican to screw it up.
I was about to say.
Discardo? No.
Discardo?
It is a small batch family operation. Destichado.
Destichado. There you go.
Destichado. Chado. Awesome. Chado. Chado.
Yeah, like I said.
Tequila Plata.
Leave it to the dumbass Mexican to screw it up.
So I definitely want to get a little photo of us later, and we'll tag them. And how is it?
It's good. And Amber also brought in over some, what is this?
Cut water lime margarita cans.
Yeah, which
and
is really cool.
We're mixing them right now. And
So everybody's got a little bit of it.
Oh!
Ow!
It's got a little bite to it.
It's good.
It's told
good. You, I'm going to need a cigarette in a minute. Like you.
He is super relaxed. Look at his eyes. Lower.
Well, I smoked a blunt before I got here. So
happy birthday, my friend.
Okay, shot.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you.
Or clean. What song do we sing?
Clean, clean, clean.
Happy
clean, clean.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Right,
happy birthday.
All right. So let's go ahead and start with Lyric. Lyric, why don't you go ahead and go first, brother?
Taurus.
Me. Do you know how much I love it when he gets mine?
He gets yours.
My voice. Yeah, the voice. The voice does my tour.
Make sure nipples hard.
Well, they already were, but
it's an adventurous month. As the sun energizes your house of travel and abundance. If you've been afraid to leave your comfort zone, you could begin embracing exciting experiences on January 4th. A new moon on the 11th inspires you to learn and gain more knowledge. New spiritual pursuits emerge. Limiting beliefs that are holding you back clear away when Mercury visits Capricorn 2 days later. You've learned a lot, and now it's time to rise from the ashes to create your dream life.
This comes
into focus as the sun moves into the innovativeness that is a word, innovativeness.
I like that.
Heating
word?
Up your career and reputation on January 20th. The recognition you deserve for all your hard work is arriving now, and all eyes are on you. Pluto also enters Aquarius on the same day, and you begin influencing others in a powerful way. I'll be honest, I don't know what the fuck that means.
That was just
thinking
the
same
thing.
It says innovation,
Pluto
peer pressure.
Pluto enters Aquarius. How does Pluto, how does that?
I know Pluto.
That ain't even,
okay.
That's breaking the laws of physics.
He does it doggy style.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
So he's rough.
I can
now that
I can
there's less now that there's less restriction around now that there's less restriction around money and manifestation 5 syllables. As you set your sights
innovation
on achieving your most important goals, be sure to make space for pleasure and play. You're in a position to teach others and share your desires on the 23rd. The full moon illuminates your house of intuition and emotional strength on January 25th, helping you lovingly release outdated feelings that no longer support your growth. Listen to your inner voice and turn on your magic.
Shine, baby.
This scene is set for you to shine like a star and succeed.
Fly like
good month, Taurus.
You guys need me in your show, it sounds like.
Yeah, we do actually. I mean,
there you go.
We already had hypes.
Uh-huh. Huh?
We had some.
I can do any little crazy white lady. Any of them. All of them. Can I put that? I'm going to put that on my ceiling in my bedroom.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at it.
All right, Amber, what you got?
I'm still looking at mine. Okay. All right, I'm doing Virgo.
Okay.
That's not you.
No, it's not. It's not me.
That's you, right? Because you're Gemini. What? We get to do each other's? Oh!
Go ahead and do each other. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. B and I will just sit back and watch.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what voice I should do. The energy is passionate, inspired this month. Virgo,
do a sexy voice.
As the sun brings warmth to your house. Of creativity and romance. That's like a gay man voice. What's that one?
I don't know. But if that's your sexy voice, wow.
I don't know. Is it like a bimbo? Is she like this? There's an eagerness to find your joy and embrace the people, places, and things that light you up.
Okay, that's turning me on now.
I know. Excitement swirls around your heart on January 4th, helping you welcome in love and affection. It's like a stripper voice, like a dumb stripper voice.
I like it. I knew many.
Okay, I don't know
that's
a sexy
Desiree voice.
Voice.
I know that voice anyway. That's Desiree.
That's Desiree. You're so generous with Candy. Your love, and when the sun moves on January 20th, it's time. I gotta get the baby.
Oh, that's luscious. I remember her.
I gotta get the baby girl. It's time to give some of that love back to yourself. Energizing self-love. I did like 3 different women on this one.
Brittany.
That's oh.
That was a Britney.
Energizing self-love and routines. The sun invites you to focus on empowering self-care practices. I just don't naturally have a sexy voice.
Megan.
Okay. I think I have the kind of voice that makes a man's penis go. They're like, oh no. Yeah. And it's like, it inverts. Embrace your healthy habits to harmonize your mind and body and soul, which help revolutionize your concepts around work, both intentionally and externally. Remember to honor your body and mental well-being to improve your work-life balance.
I think I just inverted.
Agatha or Myra. Yeah. Like Myra, that's
your,
Myra.
Your balls went up inside, didn't they? The balls went up inside.
I got ovaries now.
His pronouns are she and her now.
Oh, so funny. Oh God.
Wow, you changed his pronouns.
I think I became an it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna give it one last. I'm gonna try to figure out.
We're gonna get canceled on the first episode of the year, man.
Here's my last shot at a sexy voice, okay?
Oh God.
The full embodiment of love and tenderness is available to you. Good luck this month, Virgo. No, that wasn't sexy either. Beatrice?
Can you do sexy?
I don't know. I'd have to hear something in
Can you do seductive? Can you be seductive?
Everything you do is sexy. Dang.
I need to hear an example of something you want me to do. What'd you say?
Said everything you do is sexy. Don't let him talk to you like that. Don't let him feel like that.
You don't have to make me feel like that. It's fine.
Don't lie to her.
But I do need an example. If you give me, like, if you find one.
How do you talk?
Ay, caramba.
No, okay, wait.
I don't know.
No, stop. Hell no, stop that. That shit. That wasn't sexy at all, baby.
How do you talk to your girlfriend?
Like this? And she likes it. Like, babe, I don't know. I don't know. I have to ask her.
Oh my God.
I burp and fart around this poor woman, and I don't know how she's still with me. I don't know. I do not know. My sister sometimes. Oh no, my best friend Graham is in town right now, and he literally looked at me because we're all in the house together. You know, Lisa's there with her daughter, and Graham's there, and he looks at Lisa and goes, Lisa, how do you put up with this? Why is this sexy to you? I don't know. I'm just happy.
I like the smell.
I'm just lucky she sticks around.
Wow. Wow.
That's, so awesome. That's love for real. That's love for real.
But give me an example, I'll work on it. You've tried to get me to work on the sexy voice before. I just can't.
It ain't going to happen.
It's no work.
She doesn't have the jeans for it.
I don't. I have the sweatpants, though.
Yeah, the sweatpants without the jeans. VW, what
all
you got, brother?
I don't know if I can follow that up.
It's going to be real
hard. Do something. Do some.
Well, mine says everything she just said, but for Gemini.
Oh. This is tasty.
Gemini, here you go. This month is both transformative and magical, Gemini. It's time to dive deep into your emotional world. A process of death and rebirth begins on January 4th, encouraging you to embrace positive change. On the 11th, a powerful new moon brings you a magical dose of personal empowerment that catapults you to your next level. Your manifestation capabilities are limitless.
I think he's trying to be one of those black anchors on Channel 5.
Yo, if this is really me, I'd hate my horoscope.
Like, deep conversations begin to take place with Mercury. When Mercury enters Capricorn, please don't enter me. 2 days later.
Don't enter me.
Got a
boss.
No, Mercury, stop.
Got a banana in the tailpipe.
Oh, no.
And you could benefit from connecting with your shadow for added insights. Okay, Peter Pan. After doing profound internal work, you'll feel inspired to seek fun and adventure on January 20th. Growth comes through open-mindedness and the exploration of the world around you. You can learn amazing new things about yourself through travel and movement, ushering you into a spiritual evolution.
This is horrible.
The metric.
Do you want to go back to mine?
God.
Hell no.
The Mercury.
Let him finish.
Retrograde is beyond you now. And so you are.
What is that?
Are you?
Please go back to the other one. Just go back to the
other one. The midnight hour.
Just finish it the other way, man. Just finish that shit the other way. Go back to the announcer voice. Don't do
creatures
this shit.
Creatures crawling in search of blood.
Be a white guy.
Be a white guy. The Metro retrograde is beyond you now, and so are your old fears. As you expand, be sure to enjoy the journey as much as the destination. You're a magnet for your desires when on the 23rd. On January 25th, lovingly release any unhelpful mindset during the courageous full moon that illuminates your house of communication. Make magic with your words and be open to healing conversations.
You'll be feeling, you'll be empowered and elevated. Good luck this month, but I.
Do y'all understand when you said use your white people voice, everything changed?
I know.
It's so stiff.
Stiffened up. Everything changes, yo. It's a natural. We all, like, I know like, all brothers have that, like, hey, man, go to speak at white people. Oh, okay.
Stick a stick up their ass.
Now we do.
Here's the thing, though. We actually could understand what the hell he was saying.
Oh, that was the best one.
Oh, come on.
That was the best voice he did.
That was
so
the best one out of all of them.
Well, I have a job. You know, I got to use it at work.
You have to be proficient.
Code switch.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, here we go, birthday boy Capricorn.
Oh, man.
Here we go. For all the Capricorns out there, including the guy in the room.
Go.
This month is about this month is about stepping into your power. As the sun in your sign shines a light on your identity and manifestation, there is an eagerness to activate your truest self on January 4th, inviting you to into an enlightenment. A significant new moon arrives on the 11th, giving you a boost of energy to inundate brand new beginnings. Your abilities to express yourself grows 2 days later, allowing you to communicate with your greatest strengths. On January 20th, your self-esteem evolves positively, bringing energy of wealth and stability. You're innovative when it comes to building your legacy as you embrace your creative independence. Evolve your concept of hard work and transform the way you make progress towards your goals.
Okay.
All right. Now, with clearing of a shadow period, you're ready to go with the flow of life and embark upon a new journey that feels both spiritual and magical. On the 23rd, you'll feel triumphant and abundant if you pursue your deepest desires.
Dang, mine sound different from y'all.
I like it. It sounds good.
Normally they are. Now, a fiery full moon illuminates the sky on the 25th, touching your house of intimacy and money.
Okay.
So, I guess he's having a stripper come over,
sex
I guess.
Sex and money, yeah.
What do you need? Do you need a blowjob?
No.
Is that how they talk? No? That's how the girls now, I don't know.
Please,
the burn. It's never mind. Just continue.
You can't do anything for me.
I'm literally devolving.
I think so, yeah.
I'm literally devolving right now.
The baby growl.
This lunation encourages you to lovingly release all fear so you can manifest with complete power, observe the lessons of your shadow, and be your own light. The energy is deeply empowering. Good luck this month, Capricorn.
That sound like, come follow me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We on the road, is it? Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, there you go, guys. That is
Woo-hoo!
Our horoscopes for this month.
I'm going to have so much fun talking about horoscopes.
That's your horoscope.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it.
Dun, 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 dun. Do you know the girls do that voice? They call it the baby growl.
You know I hate that shit.
Me too.
It's a fucking
when I'm at the grocery store and I hear that a girl do that and I want to just look at her and smack her and be like, talk right.
So she does it on purpose.
Yeah, if I'm driving Lyft and a girl gets in my car and we start talking and
make
she's
a laugh.
Yes, how are you? I'm so good. How are you? I instantly just put my headphone in and just stop.
That's how they do like I don't know.
It's that old I think it's that evolved valley talk.
It is terrible.
That shit is irritating as fuck.
So
where'd they get? They took like a, I don't know.
I just want you to know if you hear this right now and you come to Lyric and you start talking like that, I think you're a horrible person.
I don't care.
See?
Still.
See? That's exactly what I'm talking about right there. That's exactly what I'm talking about right
there. You're
gonna
love me anyway.
You have to do that.
My skin crawls. Stop, man.
I know, seriously. It's so bad.
Do men talk like that too?
No. Yes, gay men.
Very few. Only very young ones and very few. But they're copying some weird. Anyways, there we go. Sorry.
That's fine.
I'll stop there.
Some new laws in California, guys. So I'm going to kind of go through these quickly so we can get to the main birthday show for Brown. All right. State minimum wage increases now to $16 an hour.
That's like from $2 to $3.
It's pretty good.
Minimum wage increase for healthcare workers will increase to $23.
Oh, wow.
Paid sick leave would apply to employees who have been working in California for the same employer for 30 or more days within starting their year. The bill will require an employee to have no less than 40 hours or 5 days of accrued sick leave or paid time off by the 200 calendar day. Work from home requires an employer to provide a 30-day advance written notice now before requiring a remote employee to return to an in-person setting. You guys will like this. Penalizing cannabis would make this basically, this law would make it unlawful for an employer to discriminate against a person in hiring, termination, or any term of condition of employment.
Now. Smoke weed every day.
So basically what they're saying is that, like you know, you want to partake on the weekends, go ahead.
During the week.
But just basically, well, no, hours. You can even do it during the week, though. But the thing is that it can impair your job.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But they can't fire you just for smoking weed.
Or if you get an accident and then they find it in your system.
Yeah.
They can't blame
But if it impairs you, different story there.
They catch you smoking during the business hours. Yeah.
Yeah, totally different thing. So let's see. This one I don't get, though. Because to me, when I taught traffic school, people who ride bicycles had to follow all these rules anyway. But bicycle signals, there's a new section here that require bicyclists to obey bicycle signals whenever an official traffic control signal exhibiting different colored bicycle symbols is shown concurrently with official traffic control signs. So there's signs for bicycles and regular traffic.
Where?
It's going to be throughout California.
Nice neighborhoods. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I ain't never seen.
Well, I think it's like where it's like all like Long Beach has lots of bike stuff all over, everywhere. Well,
maybe at Long Beach.
Speaking of
especially around the high schools.
Speaking of Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Speed cameras.
Long Beach.
So AB 645.
No!
Yeah, Long Beach.
So this new law would allow the cities of Long Beach, San Jose, Oakland, Glendale, Los Angeles, and San Francisco to establish a speed safety system pilot program. This program will require the list of cities to engage in a 30-day public information campaign before implementing to determine where systems should be dictating violations. Violations captured by speed cameras will be subject to civil penalties up to $25. That's pretty good.
25?
Yeah.
Starting at?
Yeah.
Starting.
Yeah.
First offense, and then
JP, we're going to have to leave for school earlier.
Yeah.
I can't go 50 on the PCH to Poly.
There you go. Exactly. So there you go. So those are some of the new laws here in California.
Yeah.
So, and then my understanding, too, I think, was it...
They're working on those mushroom laws, too. Working on the mushroom laws.
No, but for what do you call it? Fast food servers or whatever. I think now their minimum wage is around, like, $20 now, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So McDonald's?
Yeah. It's gonna go up.
That's why no
go
more
up to
kids.
What now?
$20. That's why no more kids got those jobs. That's all.
I know,
it's all
old. Yeah. I know.
It's all old people like me. Yeah, I'm gonna go back to Burger King.
How may I help you? No, the old
but
lady.
Here's the crazy thing. Like some places.
That
like,
is true. I just realized that. Like,
what?
Damn. It's no more, old people. Yeah. It's a lot of older
fast
people working every
they are. Jobs. Because they all got to have several jobs.
Yeah.
That's a goddamn shame.
It is. It is a capitalist nightmare. Down with the billionaires. As I shake my fist.
Just make me one.
They can see you shake
Taylor Swift.
Just make me a billionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Just make me
all
one.
Right.
Let me get in the
well,
club.
It is time, guys.
Oh, I like that dance beat. That's funny.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Stop dancing, please. It's bad enough
I
have to
it.
Do this. I don't want to see you enjoying yourself while we do this.
You need to go arms
yep.
So it is Brown's birthday today. Actually, it was January 3rd, so today's his birthday show.
187.
So let's kind of go over some of the prices that we had back in 1987. Because some of these, man, I'm just like, holy cow, I forgot about how some of these were... So freaking low.
Oh, man.
How much did my grandma get her dinosaur for?
I was 8.
Bread was 55 cents.
Yep.
Bread.
Oh, okay. For a loaf of bread.
Get your bread up.
Okay. Milk was $1.98.
Damn. That's, you can get, well, no. Yeah, you can, yeah, no.
We could take $5 a store and I can just go look at my mom and be like, here's
$5. Change.
Yeah.
And then she'd say, here's my cigarette money. Here's the note. And I'd be like, yeah, sorry. How was the 80s?
Eggs were $1.03.
Damn.
A car, the average cost for a brand new vehicle was $13,000.
Yeah. Yo, right now it's like 30 racks or something, like 30, 40,000 average.
For the basic.
And this is what I totally remember because we would bitch about it because I was already started to drive at this time. Gasoline was 96 cents.
That's a lot. Yo, that's crazy because I know in the 90s it was back down to 90-some cents. I remember that. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
House was average was about $127,000.
Not in Los Angeles.
A stamp cost 22 cents. The average income was $36,000. Almost
the same,
30, right? Almost 37.
About the same right now. About the same right now.
And that's scary.
That's about the same.
That's bad.
And that's with a minimum wage of $3.35.
Wow.
That's a goddamn shame. Yo. Wow, they was making
that's
$3.
What I just said. It's like we're going $2 to $3 so minimum wage. That's what I'm
saying. So add $20 to that now, and there you go. There's minimum wage. Of course, the U.S. president was Ronald Reagan. Vice president was George Bush. And you are in good company, my friend, because some of the people that share your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know any of them, by chance?
No.
Steven Stills, singer.
He still had my birthday.
Yeah. Born 1945.
I caught that.
Anna Mae Wong. She was an actress from Impact.
Are you Wong for telling me that?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Are you going to do this with every name?
He's going to do that, yeah. I'd like to see him do this one, though. Victor Borgia.
Oh.
You probably don't even know who the hell that is.
Well, I mean, Victor, he borged you something when it was your birthday, so you should buy me something.
Well, he's dead.
Oh, sorry. Rest in peace. I'm a borged
you. He was a pianist and comedian. John Sturges, who directed Old Man and the Sea and The Magnificent Seven, the original.
Oh, yeah. I just saw a star yesterday.
Okay. Producer George Martin of The Beatles.
Okay. Right.
Victoria Principal, actress from Dallas.
She was a principal actress.
She was hot.
Yeah. John Paul Jones, bass player for Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah. Wah, 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 wah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Bass. That was one of the bass lines. Wah, wah, wah.
He's playing the bass.
You wanted to do his birthday show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson, director, actor.
Yeah.
Just saw Hacksaw Ridge last night. Oh, my God. What a film.
That was a good movie.
And Dianica McKellar, the actress. Do you know what she played?
We celebrated our birthdays together one year.
Oh, what was she in?
Yeah, what was she in?
That, remember that movie? What was the this had other actors in it, and then...
Fred Savage?
No, it wasn't. Was it Fred Savage?
Man, it was the movie with other actors.
Yeah, then
they had a director.
Yeah, and then they had the
they
music.
They had grip people?
No, because I remember.
They had makeup people,
hair. No, because they had music when people was talking, and they had the music underneath. But that's how I know that movie. It was a good movie. I remember when it ended.
Hold on, we lost him. He's not. No, he lost his voice.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Oh, word. Right on. Oh, shit. See, y'all don't need to hear that bullshit either.
Yeah. So, anyway, she played Winnie Cooper in The Wonder Years. Yeah.
Word. Yeah. Every dude had a crush on Winnie Cooper at that age group.
Oh, yeah. So. Anyway. I love the fact that he's still talking.
What?
They can hear him through here. Like, y'all can hear his ass still.
We can hear him.
Listen.
Oh, my God. He's having his own podcast right now.
But you could take me. This is your birthday, too. You know, like,
oh, my God.
So then, you know, that's how I went. You know, she was asking for stuff, but I was like, nah, we just had a cordial date. And then, but I was trying to hit her back, but she was
We're saving you, folks, right now. Believe me, we're saving you.
Oh, Lord. What happened?
This is why we're drinking.
Exactly.
No, it's not. Exactly. Y'all are so mean to him.
No, we not.
Something wrong with my mic. I can't hear my mic.
I'm always defending.
Hear yourself now.
You can't hear it.
Okay, yeah,
guys.
Something's wrong.
Can you hear it?
I think my mic was glitching.
It was.
So, I think, Amber, you've got some of the top headlines from
January of 1987.
I was just still upset about the prices.
Some of the faces that she makes.
Okay. Top headlines of January 1987.
Okay, should be happy.
That's actually not the good voice to do that. So January 3rd, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts first female artist, Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
I like that one.
Yeah.
January 14th, Catfish Hunter and Billy Williams. What the hell is a Catfish Hunter?
A dude who hunts catfish.
Are elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Okay, clearly he was a baseball player.
That was his nickname.
Catfish Hunter.
Helps when you finish reading the
sentence. It does. January 17th, President Reagan signed secret order permitting covert sale of arms to Iran. And look where we are now. Isn't it funny how that all turns out? January 18th, 11th Soap Opera Digest Poll Awards. Day of Our Lives wins top award. January 19th, Guy Hunt becomes Alabama's first Republican governor since 1874. Alabama used to be blue. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Okay. You like move on. January 20th, Rhino Records first number one, Billy Vera and the Beaters. At this moment.
Oh yeah, that was a great song.
Remind me, how's that one go?
What
at this moment
did you think?
Oh,
I would do at this moment.
Thank you. That's Rhino Records. Crash. Oh my gosh. January 21st, B.B. King donates his 7,000 record collection to University of Mississippi.
That's all he had was 7,000.
7,000 records.
That's pretty good. That's, I mean, that would have been like what? That would have been. Some vinyl, right?
That's vinyl. Light, that's lightweight, though.
Your name would 7, be BB-18.
January 25th, Super Bowl XX, what is that, 21, 10, 11?
21.
Yeah, 21. I know, XX is, yeah. New York Giants beat Denver Broncos 39-20 in Pasadena, California. January 26th, 14th American Music Awards, Whitney Houston, Lionel Richie, and Alabama are the winners.
What stadium is in Pasadena?
Rose Bowl,
man. Mm.
Oh, shit.
There you go, Super Bowl.
Damn, I should have known.
January 31st, 44th Golden Globes, Platoon and Marley Matlin were the big winners.
Yeah, for the previous year.
That's what I've got there.
Cool. And, Lyric, I think you've got, was it top awards for the Oscars?
Oscars and the movies. Yeah, yeah. 60th Academy Awards in 88. Best actor in the leading role was Michael Douglas for Wall Street. I can see that. Best actor in supporting role was Sean Connery for The Untouchables, most definitely. Best actress in the leading role was Cher for Moonstruck.
You know, Sonny Bono was also going to be mayor for Palm Springs that year. And he felt, if I lose, because Cher had just won the Oscar, it had been announced. He goes, if I lose the election, he goes, I'll be the laughing stock hole for years to come.
So he didn't run.
He ran and won.
He did win.
He did win. He did win. Luckily.
Were they still together? They weren't together anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think so.
It was like 30 years ago, some shit. They got together. Best actress in a supporting role was Olympia Dukakis for Moonstruck.
Oh, yeah. She's the mom.
Best art direction, cinema photography, costume, directing, film editing, music, and sound picture. Goddamn.
Sound it out.
All right. Keep going. I can't say that because he's right. Goddamn it. All right.
Four syllables sounds like.
Best art direction. Best cinematography, costume design, directing, film editing, music, meaning original score, sound, best picture, writing, screenplay based on material from another medium. The best winner was The Last Emperor.
For all of those.
Yeah, for all of those. And best winner for music, for all of those for music, was Dirty Dancing. Mainly for the song "I've Had the Time of My Life." No one who's conscious of the '80s could ever forget that song.
Time of my life.
I got a rendition of that. My first time trying to swim.
Oh!
I bet you did.
I'm drowning, so come save my life.
All right, what do we got for top grossing films, brother?
Oh, okay. Number one in 87, Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, yeah.
$153 million.
And I think they're doing a fourth one. Right
now. Yeah, now keep in mind, back in 87, I'm sorry, it looks dope.
It looks good.
Back in the 80s, breaking $100 million was like the pinnacle.
Right.
So any movie broke $100 million in 87 was like, it was a blockbuster.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. So number one, Beverly Hills Cop 2, $153 million. Number two is Platoon with $136 million. Number three is Fatal Attraction with $125. Number four was The Untouchables with $76 million. Now look at the big ass leap. You go from number three, Fatal Attraction, with $125 million. Number four was Untouchables with $76 million. Hmm. It was that big of a difference between
the gap. Yeah.
Number five, Three Men and a Baby. I remember that one.
Oh, good one.
Directed, I didn't even know this, by Leonard Nimoy. Spock directed Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah.
Made $70 million. Right on.
He didn't
right
wear
on.
The ears for that either. He didn't wear the ears.
I didn't even notice, huh? Number six, The Secret of My Success, made $66 million. Number seven was Stakeout, made $65 million. Number eight, just under Stakeout, was Lethal Weapon, was 65.2, and Stakeout made 65.6. Number nine was The Witches of Eastwick.
I remember
that.
Which made $63 million. And number 10, which is probably really underrated, but one of my favorite movies of all time, is Predator.
Oh, yeah.
Made $59 million.
Carl Weathers and...
man, that movie's the shit.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That movie's the shit. It's the truth, man. They went from being an action movie to a horror movie to an... Like, it was...
It was good, man.
It's a dope fucking movie.
It was good. It was really good.
Close behind was Dragnet, La Bamba, Crocodile Dundee, Dirty Dancing, Spaceballs, and The Princess Bride. Yo,
the best
87
of
was
all...
a good year.
Yeah, that was it.
Yo, like most of these movies are like some of my favorites, but I'm a child of
the
80s. So.
Me too. All right. That's what I was thinking too. I was like,
Yep.
We're trying to rush things a little bit along only because I've got something to go to tonight. So, or right after the show, rather. So I want to get to this right away. And so we could run through these real quick. I'm going to do this first here. What song do you think was the number one hit on the day you were born?
Something Whitney Houston.
No.
Well, you're close because it was female singer.
Okay, okay.
Dolly Parton.
No. Donna Summers.
Hell no.
That was my song.
I'm just throwing stuff out there now.
All right.
Dionne Warwick.
mine was Boy. Hot stuff.
From Madonna? People. Ooh, let it be some from Madonna.
All right. You ready? You ready?
Okay.
Here it is. Here it is. Here's the number one song on the day that you were born.
Oh, what?
See?
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have saw. Oh, wow.
I guarantee you my parents would.
You guarantee they what?
They wasn't.
No. This is number one song on the day you were born. What part of that didn't you get?
No, they heard it.
They wasn't listening to
it. Oh, well.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, the biggest question, though, is what song were your parents, or what was the number one song when you were conceived?
Dang. Number one song.
So you came out to that song. You came out like this.
That's how it came.
Right out your arms like, what has this baby done? It's doing the Egyptian.
I did dance early, quite early. Number one song while I was...
40 months.
When you were reconceived.
40 weeks before.
So around May, 80, around May 86.
Some Rolling Stones.
Actually, it was April.
April 86.
Because I did the calculator thing.
Oh, well, we don't know. Were you born at 40 weeks?
Were
you born premature?
No.
And so I double checked it to make sure, you know.
So he talked to his mom?
He looked at my birth certificate.
Yeah, I did.
Did
here
he
we go. You're going to love this.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, wow.
This is the number one song.
This is the number one song of April
They probably was listening to this.
Yes, they absolutely did, bro. Absolutely.
I can see my pops. No,
yeah.
Sean,
I told you, I got that rhythm.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Did you hear that beginning? Oh, Rocky on the dance. How's that voice? How's that for you?
Yo, I have not heard that song.
Rocky on the dance.
I believe in you, Amber. I don't know what that is.
It's funny how you don't hear a song for like decades, and then when you hear it, and it's like comes screaming back to you. Like it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't hear it forever, and then all of a sudden you hear it, and it's like, yo, you just remember, like
somewhere that is stored in your brain with millions of other songs.
Millions of other useless bullshit that you don't even hear.
So, there you go. That was the song when you were conceived. Number one song when you were conceived.
Let me try it again. You ready? Oh, rock me, Amadeus. Like that? Is that how it
was? It's just the faces that you got to make to do it.
Maybe if I close my eyes.
Wait. Let's compare it. Let's compare it.
Close my eyes first. Hold on.
So, okay, Amber, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, rock me, Amadeus.
No.
Okay,
hold on. Hold on. Now let's compare it to this.
Rock me, Amadeus.
Be soft. You're not soft. You're like attacking it. Like, be soft.
Oh, rock me, Amadeus.
That was better.
That was better.
Oh, she's like laying
it's
back.
It's got to come from your diaphragm.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think she's used it in a long time.
Yo. Oh, my God. Yo. The fuck is going on up here, man?
Listen.
All right.
We've worked on some voiceover projects where it's gotten real weird in here.
So I really wanted to put this together for you, brother. It took me about almost three hours last night to put this together for you. So here are the biggest hits in order from 1987. And I had to crunch it down.
There was a lot of hits.
There was a lot of hits, though, but hopefully you'll enjoy some of these, though. Huey Lewis. This whole thing, when I was putting it together, The Pretenders.
The crazy thing is, ain't much hip-hop on any of these. Not at all.
This is Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Actor Bruce Willis.
Was he on Moonlighting at this time?
Yeah. And he did two albums. Both were actually really good.
Yeah.
I forgot he thought he was a rock star.
I never.
No, he had a band. He actually toured and everything. Like, he made money from his band. Yeah.
Never knew. Hey.
Oh my God.
So as I was saying, as I was going through this, this set was literally taking me back to my high school days, my high school dances.
You was at prom. Yeah, you were at prom with me.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah, you're about 17 right now. My older brother was about to, same age group, so I already know.
Exposé.
Wow. And I know. 80s music is timeless, I'm sorry. 80s music is timeless.
Oh, yeah.
On a steel horse I ride, I'm wounded,
Yo, everybody goes for that part.
Yeah.
I'm wounded,
Oh yeah, Gloria.
Oh, your parents was rocking this.
It was a good time.
Gloria Estefan.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She was big at this time period, man.
She was.
Miami Sound Machine.
I think that this was like the best year of my whole life. I could have died. I've been fine.
Oh,
I've heard that before.
Oh, I love this one.
ABC, One Hit Wonder.
What's it called again? This is the title of this one.
When Smokey Sings.
When Smokey Sings. That's right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Genesis.
Yeah, man. I love 80s music. I do. Tonight,
and this was your childhood.
Mine too.
For you, for both of you guys.
I was living in Spokane, Washington. I was one of three black kids in my entire class. So all I grew up listening to around this time was Michael Jackson, Metallica, Bon Jovi.
That explains a lot too.
Hold on, Bad came out of 87?
Yep.
So I mean, the video with Wesley Snipes came out of 87? But that's 87?
Yeah.
Wow.
Madonna?
Yeah. It sounds like it was a long time ago, but it's really
30 years, huh?
Wow. Is that good? Is that better?
That was good.
Okay, there we go.
He got some good music, man.
Oh, yeah, he does.
There's some good music in here.
This is Richard Marx.
This was like, the world should have ended after 1987.
Yeah,
that was
I
it.
Agree.
Like, aliens would to discover us and be like, that was it, they were done. Oh my God.
Fleetwood Mac.
Shut up.
I'm telling you, this was the top 100 songs of 1987. I put in 43 of them.
Some good songs, man. I can't even find these.
I need to find
songs.
A Spotify playlist of 1987. Oh my God!
Chicago.
Love and I don't wanna let go.
Huey Lewis one more time.
Yo, Huey Lewis, rule of 80s, son. Hit the B square. Aha, we're okay. I can't forget that one.
I love the fact how the three of us are dancing, and BW's just like,
what, hit the B square?
We need to sample that.
I just love how the three of us are dancing, and BW's just like,
I'm taking it in. I'm like, this is cool.
Madonna again?
Yo, this is time, like, it's crazy, like, of course, I know a lot of these songs, and it's like, yo, these are all just 87. Like, holy shit, 87 was a good year, yo.
Seriously, I should have just died.
Just entertainment-wise, it was a good year with film, music.
Oh my God! Shut up!
Janet.
Yep.
The mixtape sample and everything.
I just found a playlist, and it's saying it's like the best of your music.
Georgia Satellites.
Oh, wow.
I thought this song was actually older, but it wasn't.
She said, don't get in no lies.
And keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, I would have thought this was older than 87, too.
I've had a heart attack and died. Ship my casket back to Ohio.
I just died in your arms.
I just died.
Tonight.
I just died.
Must have been something to say. I just died in your arms.
I don't think I've seen Lyric be so white.
Hey, man. It's in there. It does come out sometimes.
Oh, my God. Tiffany.
No. Debbie Gibson.
Oh, it's Debbie. You're right. It was only in my dream. I get those two mixed up, you know? Two white girls. I don't know. La, la, la. Oh, my God, George.
Love this riff.
Boy George, right?
Yeah. No, it's George Michael.
George Michael.
I want your sex.
Yes.
No.
My dad would say he likes other men's penises. I said, I think I'm like him and I like women's boobs. I was like, that's a thing.
He's he's a trendsetter, man. George
oh,
Michael,
gosh, right? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You too. I played this for a friend's wedding as a bride was walking down the aisle.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, wow.
Christopher.
Something in the atmosphere.
See, that's why I love to do this, man.
It was the 80s, though. It was a good time.
I think a lot of the BS was taken out of music, too, and they were just you and me.
lot of artists, not just people making music.
Yeah.
This is a very high creative time. Yeah. Really, really so, high creative. Yeah.
And the diversity.
And oh, cocaine, wrong. But you're an
and
cocaine.
Good cocaine, good cocaine.
That helped out a lot. That helped out a lot. That was a big part of the creativity. Hey, it was so down. That's so great. But it was, but the music and just everything, man, it was just a good time.
Music.
Here's the song we were talking
okay.
about.
What did you think?
There you go.
I would say at this moment.
And this song was actually featured on Family Ties.
When I'm faced
yeah. And it's the episodes when Alex P. Keaton meets his girlfriend, which ends up in real life to be Michael J. Fox's wife, Tracy
oh,
Pollan.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's how they met, was during those episodes.
Oh, wow.
You just don't love me no more.
Saxophone. I hate this song, but I used to love it.
Moni Moni?
Yes.
Well, this is the remake by Billy
yeah,
Idol.
I know, I know.
Not the original by Ronnie James.
Yeah, that's another dude that ruled the 80s. Billy Idol, ruled the 80s. Oh, yeah.
Loved him in The Wedding Singer, though.
Oh, yeah, he was good, because that was Billy Idol.
Yeah.
He played himself.
BW's like, I'm bored of my own birthday celebration.
Okay, here's the other one.
I think we're alone now. This
was Tiffany.
Oh, wow, yeah, I remember this.
Ironically, this is another Ronnie James song.
Was this the 16 Candles?
No.
This
wasn't
16 Candles.
No, 16 Candles came out before.
But they're so associated because white redhead girls.
If it were...
Wow. Can you name the group?
No.
Lisa, Lisa, the Cult Jam.
Ooh, baby, I think I love you from head to toe. Uh-oh.
I was dancing to all these songs in high school.
More
you two. This is the
yeah, they've been
Joshua
doing music for
out.
Like 80 years, so of course.
Without you,
I can't live.
Oh my God, this is the best.
I know.
I'm changing my birthday
yeah,
years.
I like this music. I like
I'm
his music
my
better
birthday
than
years.
Music mine. Like,
when
yours
was I
wasn't
born?
That bad.
It wasn't
I
that bad,
born
but
May
this 10, is just
1987.
So much
and don't
yeah,
you fucking
so
tell
classics.
Me I wasn't.
He got so many classic songs.
Now, of course, this is the remake done by Los Lobos for the movie La Bamba.
Yeah. I remember when that movie came out. Lou Diamond Phillips was all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
He was big. He was really big at that time. It was that whole him, Kiefer Sutherland, Emilio, all
yes,
that.
Yeah, because then right after they also did Young Guns and Young Guns 2.
That was yep. shit. Young Guns was so good, yo.
Oh, my God, seriously.
Everybody have fun tonight.
I was like, Mom, what's Wang Chung? What's
let me
that
show
name?
You.
It's Oriental.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Thank you. That's a good event.
I just got what she said. Like, that's fucked up, but right? Yeah. That's the time period, man. That's the time period. That's the time period. Yo, fucking Bon Jovi's the shit, man. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
His name is John.
Oh, he's the shit, yo. Oh, word.
Oh, love this.
Some things will never change.
Bruce Hornsby in the Range.
That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe in
some things will never change.
And this was the third remake that White Snake did.
Of the same song?
The same damn song.
They had to fine tune it, man. They had to fine tune it.
And Steve Vai played on this version.
Oh, word.
Go back and listen to your radio show. Because I'm like, was we grooving like this?
Bruh. Like, I remember all this shit, man. I heard all this shit. My daddy didn't play none of this shit. Well, some of it, but he played all yeah. the final. But being in Spokane, I heard all this shit. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
somebody.
This is Whitney.
Yep. She was at the top.
With somebody.
She got Best Pop Vocalist that year at the Grammys for this song.
Came out of, her voice was so powerful, man.
Oh, yeah.
Even now, I still think she's one of the most powerful voices.
Hands down. Hands down.
She could go powerful, and then she could do a little bitty.
No.
Like that. Like she was, I think she was better than Mariah Carey.
Oh, hell yeah.
Way
hands
more
down.
Powerful.
Don't even compare. Hands down.
Way more powerful.
She talked to her.
Oh, my God.
Another classic hit.
Heart.
Ann Wilson, another vocal, female vocalist that just spoke kick ass.
I hope y'all feeling the joy like these people are here feeling the joy. This is how you're supposed to feel.
Seriously. But I'm just realizing this is like the year that I was like, I'm gay. I was at eight? Yes. Oh, yes. Olivia Newton-John, all these women, everybody.
And of course, the number one song of the year.
Oh, that's what's wrong with me. I got it.
This was the number one song of the year.
This beat Michael Jackson.
Here you go. You're coming out. Here you go.
Wow.
You were the first.
That's how I was born. Doing the touch.
Just can't walk out.
If you have that beard, that little thing. Grow that little thing. Put the beads on it.
Real quick, guys.
I'll call you King Tut.
We are going to go ahead and pull away from our affiliate because it is 11:21. We're going to end our affiliate feed a little bit early because I do want to finish some things here real quick for BW's birthday. So we wanted to say thank you so much, guys. We will catch you guys next week. And please join us as we continue the laughs and some of the new stuff that's going on for the brand new year.
Thank you.
So until then, take care of yourselves. Be good to each other.
Bye.
See you next week.
Or whenever. Bye.
God's plan.
All right. And we are out. We are still on the air, though, of course, with our regular listeners. And I want to try to finish this real quick for us.
Oh, yeah.
I want to run through these real quick here for you, BW. Let's see if you can pick the TV show that these theme songs go to.
Okay. Okay.
I failed miserably at this
year.
All right. I'm just going to go down the line, okay? Here we go.
Oh, Married with Children.
Come on,
all right.
There you go.
Come on.
Oh, classic.
Oh, yeah. That way, yeah. It took me a second. I had to see this.
I saw the remake and it was trash.
Oh, but
it is terrible. Terrible.
It's not the same.
Cop show, huh?
Nope. Night Court.
Night Court. Oh, that's Night Court, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was the shit.
Is the new one not the same? Oh, yeah, I know this one.
What is it?
Dang, what's the name of it? Cheers.
There you go. Making your way in the world.
Thank you for
damn, there's some
friend.
Good stuff on here, man.
It's the best.
It's better than my year, hell.
Yeah, I know. Back
again. One of the best shows ever, man. I love Golden Girls. One of the best shows ever.
Name the show.
Golden Girls.
All right.
And if you threw a party,
Cosby Show. Good job.
See, I am feeling miserably like this guy. I do my research.
Hey, you ain't do no damn research. This is a good ass show.
This is some creepy white people stuff.
What is this?
I bet we've been together for a million years.
Nope.
And I bet we'll be together.
I have no clue.
For a million more.
Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night and I can't remember what I ever
white people did shit. Before. I think white people shit.
I was. I'm trying. I was. Yeah.
Without us.
Nope, I'm not.
Family ties.
I've seen it never, ever.
All right.
Seen one scene.
Michael J. Fox.
Some walk by night.
Sung by the great Al Jarreau.
Some fly by day.
Listen to that production value.
Also white people shit.
We talked about one of the actors in the show. We played one of his songs earlier.
There is a song.
Oh, shit. Okay, I know now. They sing. You ain't gonna know. He's not gonna know.
Sweet. Watch them
win.
Nope. Moonlighting.
Bruce Willis.
I knew it was Bruce Willis, but I had.
Okay, now it's gonna get a little bit harder.
Damn.
watch I switch.
Bunch of white people dealing with oil.
Dealing with oil?
I know this one.
What?
But it was on for like ever, then they came back with it again after like 20
years. What's the whitest city in Texas?
All of them? Awesome.
The Cowboys, yeah.
Dallas, there you go. All right. This one had a former partridge on it.
Jazzy though, I like that. Hey, I didn't watch it before. That song was making me want to watch it. Dang, this got way too hard.
This was L.A. Law.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that shit. L.A. Law.
Yeah. All right, this one's a hard one too.
L.A. Law.
This one was about a hospital. Whistler.
General Hospital.
No.
Not General Hospital?
St. Elsewhere.
What? What is that?
I didn't watch that one.
St. Elsewhere?
My parents watched that one.
Yeah, that was...
Okay, here's a...
that was like around the time with the Waltons.
Here's a cop show. Female cops.
I forgot about that. They're walking down.
Yeah, I don't think Cagney and Lacey were going shimmy shamazzle. All right. Now, if you don't get this one, okay. I would be very disappointed. Love this thing when I was a kid. There was a stunt show at Universal Studios regarding this show. Miami Vice.
Well, listen to it. Close your eyes and listen to it. Yeah, you're like,
yeah.
You can see the beaches and the palm trees.
I mean, just
and that music and the cocaine.
Yeah, you can hear the drugs too. Yes. Like, yeah, for real. Like, close your eyes, and just think about Miami. For real, like, close your eyes, think about Miami, and you're like, yeah.
That's it, right there.
It is.
I see the
six shirts. Cops,
yeah. There you go. Now, this one's going to take you somewhere else.
Saint Elsewhere.
I think we just got back from there.
TV show, remember? Oh, shit. What's the name of the... Okay.
No, I think you had it.
That's Star Trek.
Star Trek, Next Generation.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, wait.
There you go.
Star Trek?
All right, here we go. This one also became a hit on the radio as well.
On Broadway and Broadway, Cicero Bus Store, corner of People's Drive and 124th Street.
Mike Post wrote this song. Mike Post was a great composer for television back in the day.
Boy, the music and TV shows back then was on such bigger level. Like, listen to production value now versus
now.
It's like,
huge.
Well, they had real artists making the tracks.
Yeah.
Now we just got computer shit.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, they even had Davis Jr. do the theme for Beretta.
We don't even do openers anymore.
Wow.
It's like, no, get to the show.
Well, we do.
We watch it now.
Yeah, we do openers.
On our right. show.
Okay, 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 I like that.
Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues.
About a bunch of cops in New York that was actually filmed in L.A. Don't ask me how I know that. All right, and this last one, they just rebooted this one.
Look at the vibes.
I already said it, bro.
Kim.
Lived on an island.
Lived on burn notice.
In the 80s.
What?
In the 80s.
Oh,
next thing you know, you're going to say, Okuji Kinte.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
You did say it. You did say it, though.
I did. I don't remember.
White guy, Cool Carter.
Oh, Knight Rider.
No.
White guy,
the other one. The other white guy with a cool car.
With a mustache.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Who's that?
Magna P.I.
Oh. Didn't we do this on your show, too?
The Magna P.I.? It was during his. Yeah, it was during his. It lasted up 2 years.
Wow.
So those were some of the biggest TV shows in 1987 for you.
Wow, we had some good shows, good music.
Yeah, great shows, man. Absolutely.
Great. It was a good year just entertainment-wise in general.
Real quick, also, hot new toys in 1987. Pound Puppies came out. Jenga came out. We were talking about that earlier.
Okay.
Talking Pee-wee Herman.
Oh.
Teddy Ruxpin came out. Teddy Ruxpin
came out?
Teddy Ruxpin came out.
Put Metallica and Teddy Ruxpin in.
That's hilarious. Ah.
Should be hilarious.
Pictionary.
Inner Sandman.
Came out.
Pictionary.
And She-Ra, Princess of Power, which was kind of like the opposite of He-Man.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. It's trash.
I'm realizing so much of my trauma is because I aged past this year.
Yeah.
Should have stayed there.
It was a good year.
So there you go, guys. That is 1987, and we are
right.
We're going to try and get through this real quickly. We are going to do the game real quick.
Oh, and we still going to get a game.
We're
going to
do the game, and all of these are from 1987.
Oh, my
goodness. So you ready? Here we go. All right.
That's not really
fair. What's up, intern Chris? How you doing?
Intern Chris, what's happening, baby?
Hello, everybody.
Here's the game that made us go back to 1987. Quiz me. Quiz you.
Are we ready to begin?
Let's go.
We hyped it. All right, let's go.
For real.
You gonna hit the button?
No.
Question one.
Question one.
Wrong one. I got fat fingers. Fuck all ya.
It's the tequila.
There we go. And I gotta finish mine.
All
it's
right.
Good. It's good.
All right. What Disney and French creation began in 1987?
Say Disney and French?
Mm-hmm.
Sean. Disney Paris?
Yes, Disneyland Paris. Nice.
In 19 what?
1987. It's when the deal was confirmed to build a Disneyland Paris.
Ooh, wee wee.
Question number 2. What popular energy drink was introduced in 1987?
Sean.
Red Bull. That is correct.
Was 87? It really? Yep. I know. Like, it wasn't commercially.
Been around that long.
I feel like it came on like the
I've never heard
90s.
Of it. Sorry,
I think that's when we heard about it. It was like really everywhere.
I remember hearing nothing about that when I was growing up in high school.
It was like in big cities. Nothing. It was very, very small.
Because it probably still had Coke in it.
Yeah. It still does.
I remember Zima. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember Zima.
Did you guys drink that? Yeah.
I do remember. I didn't drink that bullshit. All
right. Let's begin with cool.
I drink St. Ives.
What famous cartoon family was first seen on the Tracy Ullman show?
Sean. The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. That is correct.
I knew that, but he was just quick.
Ooh, 3 for 3. But yeah, Simpsons star on the Tracy
Precog,
Ullman
baby.
Show.
Precog, baby. Precog.
He was like 20 when this happened, so that's not
fair. I was 17 when it happened.
I was 18. You were 7. But like,
I was like 7,
yeah. The Simpsons cartoon started as short shows.
I was 8.
You were 8?
I was 7. Yeah, I was 7. And yeah.
God, I feel old.
I turned 7 towards the end of 80, so like September.
Yeah.
See, I'm in the middle, so
see,
yeah.
All right, question number 4.
Better advantage.
I'll drink more so you guys have a better advantage.
There we go.
What DC?
You're not driving, are you?
Hey, I'm speaking here.
Sorry, I was being concerned parent here.
Stop it.
Get some help.
I am the help.
All right. What DC comic with an omnipotent blue man ended its original run in 1987? Sean.
Blue Beetle?
No.
Lyric.
Watchman.
Lyric.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, Lyric.
Dr. Manhattan.
Goddamn right.
Nice shot.
Goddamn right. Thank you, sir.
right.
About well, time. Yeah, birthday boy.
I'm here. I'm enjoying it.
Question number five.
He's basically a newborn.
I'm enjoying this.
All right. We have our round robin question. The Legend of Zelda first came to America in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
Up to today, how many copies have been sold?
Oh, gosh.
Copies?
Legend of Zelda?
So, Brown, do you want to go? When do you want to go? When do you want to give us your answer?
Right now.
You want to give it right now? Yeah. Oh, give it to me. How many copies have been sold of that game?
232,000,046.
Okay.
Sean. 500 million.
All right.
All right. Since then to now, I'm going to say 2.5 million.
All right. Lick.
One.
No, I'm going to say about 100 million.
Oh, shit.
And the winner for this question is...
Oh, he's looking... Oh, oh, oh.
I thought you were going to do a drum roll.
No.
No? Okay. It's Amber!
Yeah, how many was it?
6.5 million.
That makes more sense of downloads and copies sold.
And
a lot of people aren't going back to to play 80s video games.
No, but they have some new releases. Said 600
million.
Yeah,
no,
6.5.
6.5 million.
6.5 million.
6.5 million. Right.
Oh, okay.
Question number six. And actually, it sold 1 million just when it came over to America.
Okay, cool.
So, impressive there. What famous sitcom starring Bob Saget came out on ABC?
Amber.
Oh. Amber.
Family Ties.
Nope.
Oh. Lyric.
I heard Lyric first.
Full House.
That is correct.
Yeah, baby.
I just
she said Family Ties. I'm like, what the fuck?
I just sent Lisa the Family Ties theme song, and I just typed it out, so it was in my mind.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I know Full House.
Right.
Dang it.
Question number seven.
Damn, that was some overconfidence there. Thanks, Tequila.
All right. The Channel Tunnel started its construction in order to connect which two countries?
Sean. England and France.
That is correct. England and France. The tunnel that goes under the English Channel.
I was living under that tunnel when they was building it.
And that's why it's called the Channel Tunnel or the Channel. As some people refer to it.
I would never call it the tunnel.
I call it the tunnel of love.
Question number eight. What color of M&Ms were re-released after being banned for 11 years?
Brown. Blue.
No.
Lyric. Green.
No.
Sean. Red.
That is correct.
Because I got that red 40 in it.
Next I was going black.
Oh, the red dye 40?
Yeah, because of the red dye. And so they officially re-released in 1987. See, that's when red
M&Ms. We're going to keep poisoning everyone.
Yeah, we don't care about the kids.
All right, question number nine.
Get it.
All right. What video game series is known for having a blue super fighting
Sonic?
No.
I should have waited. I was just trying to.
That's okay. You're trying to be pretty confident.
I was trying. I couldn't.
I want to finish.
Everybody else. Everybody else.
I'm finishing the question now.
I didn't want them.
Tequila.
Is known for having a blue super fighting robot.
Oh, I know that.
Blue. Our game with
Brown,
the blue.
Brown, they don't got it.
Robot.
Brown.
I gotta wait.
Go ahead. Fighting robot. I. 87.
Yeah.
Amber.
Amber.
Street Fighter.
Nope.
No. That did come out in 87, but no.
I don't.
Hold on, Nick. Hold on, bro. Bro, you got me about to lose my religion on this motherfucker. Hold on.
My religion.
Sean.
You caught that?
Sean, Lyric. Do either of you guys have any guesses?
A blue. Hold
blue
on.
Blue fighting robot.
What game series is known for having a blue super fighting robot?
Lyric.
No.
Transformers.
Nope. Sean?
Nope.
Sean? You have anything, Sean?
Berserk.
Nope.
No. Brown.
Come on, what is it?
Mega Man.
That is correct.
Oh, shit. I forgot about Mega Man.
Yes.
Super fighting robot.
Yeah, I forgot Mega Man.
Mega Man.
That was my game, too.
Oh, yeah, Mega Man, originally known as Rockman, came out in 87.
Yeah, I forgot about Mega Man.
Originally called Rockman, if you guys didn't know.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Oh.
All right.
Rockman.
Question number 10. I found this one and I thought it was funny, so... Here we go. In 1987, 22% of all mattress sales were what type? of mattress?
Sean. Full.
No.
So are we going by size or manufacturer?
Right? So many different things.
Type?
Air.
Oh.
Oh, Amber. Waterbed.
That is correct.
There you go.
I helped you.
Almost a quarter.
I had a waterbed.
Oh, this is
congratulations to Sean for winning this game.
And waterbeds for ruining many houses.
I had a waterbed.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gross.
My dog popped that bitch.
All right, guys.
This is last year.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's show and celebrating Gerald Brown Waters' birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you.
Did Brown Waters come out of the mattress? That's what I want to know.
It can. If he's in it, it can.
They were awful. They were.
So.
Yeah.
All righty, guys. Don't forget, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Find us on X and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. I promise you, this year we will be more engaging on that.
Check out the new
and
banner.
And also, you can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brown Waters. You can see me everywhere on Brown Waters. Just look me up. And it's Sketchy Budget. So check me out. Follow, subscribe, all that.
Yep. Lyric Johnson on everything. The Lyric on every platform. Also, Sketchy Budget Entertainment. We're coming out. See you soon.
I love Sketchy Budget. Amber Ash McCary on all things. And you know what? A shout out to Desti Chada Tequila.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, that's tasty.
And guys, if you want to follow me, Sean, on any social media, it's simply Sean R. Unplugged. Thank you guys for listening today. We will catch you guys next week. And remember to be good to each other. Have a good weekend. Take care, guys.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.